John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be appearing as part of his Best Medicine Tour at Soul Joe's Comedy Club tomorrow night for two shows at 6 and 9 o'clock. You can always get tickets through sjpcomedy.com. When we last left our hero, I believe he was sleeping in a hut in Thailand. Is that where we left off?
It was in Tibet, I think.
It was in Tibet. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right, exactly. And boy, somebody actually recognized me yesterday. I saw this guy walk around in New York City. I live in New York. He was being really safe. He was wearing one of those real deal gas masks. And then on the front of the gas mask, he had a surgical mask. So his giant gas mask was wearing a mask. I thought that was great. So I said, hey, can I take a picture of that? And he said, absolutely. He said, did anybody ever tell you you sound like TJ Miller? And I said, well, yeah, a lot, because I am him. And he said, oh, really? Oh, my God. I thought, aren't you supposed to be in Thailand? I said, what? And in my mind, really quickly, I was just talking to Kate about this. Did I post something on Instagram that implies that I'm in Thailand? Have I been? And I realized, oh, he's talking about Silicon Valley. I said, yeah, in Tibet. And I told him, I said, you know what? Right about now, I really wish I was in Tibet in an opium den. I could really use that right now. But no, I'm right here, and soon I'll be in Royersford, Pennsylvania, Soul Joe's Comedy Club tomorrow.
Well, this is the first time you've been out on the road in a while, hasn't it now?
Well, I've done quite a few weekends. I've done about 5 weekends on the road, but I'm only doing clubs where they're doing it right. As, you know, the tour is called the Best Medicine Tour. The audience has to feel comfortable, and I have to feel comfortable, and then we can all just laugh and let it go, because people are so appreciative, you know, for the laughter to actually get out of their house to drink in public instead of drinking private all the time. We've been drinking a lot for so long. Our bars have been our living room, you know? And to be honest with you, I get cut off in my living room a lot more than at most bars. My wife has been 86ing me. She's like, you got to go. You're done. And I'm like, but I know the owner. It's me. I'm the owner. And she says to me, hey, TJ, look, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't understand that. I guess I am drunk.
That was good pandering. Real nice pandering. Yeah.
Speaking of your wife, boy, did you overachieve in that department.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen that movie, She's Out of My League?
Yes.
I'm living it. I'm currently living that. Yeah, it's unbelievable. She's a famous installation artist internationally. Like really famous in the south of France, and I was in the Emoji Movie. So you can imagine how arguments go at home. You know, I sort of say, hey, listen, I think we don't have to take off our shoes when we come inside. And she says, you were in the Emoji Movie. I'm like, okay, I'll take off my shoes when I come inside.
What made you move east? Are you originally from the east?
No, I'm from Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
I'm from right smack in the middle of it. But, you know, at the heart of it, I'm a stand-up comic. And so I always wanted to live here because you could bounce around and do 3-4. I used to do 4 or 5 sets a night on weekdays here in New York City.
Sure.
And so that was the life that I kind of wanted, was to be a New York City comic and then do film and television when it made sense. And then her world is really the art world, and that exists in New York City. That isn't really as prominent or important in Los Angeles. New York is different now. You know, my joke lately has been, if you haven't been to New York, it's a lot like I Am Legend, but with less restaurants. it's pretty bizarre here. And going around New York, it's almost like people have gotten used to it. And they're like, okay, well, we're New Yorkers. This is what it is. Now we can drink outside, urinate in public. We all have to wear masks. And everybody, yeah, we all get drunk and have brunch on the street. I guess that's what this is now. And so people are just seeming to kind of get more into the swing of things. We have an Indian summer right now in, I'm going to get canceled. A Native American summer here in New York right now during October. But right now I just like to get back on the road and get people laughing again. I mean, that's so important. And I get such excellent feedback from people that say, oh, this is our first time out in 5 months. So this is the first time we've actually been laughing and not glued to our phones, and that's great. I mean, we're watching so much Netflix. Has anyone had sex just because they ran out of things to watch on Netflix during quarantine? Is that even? And I'm like, it's not it's not great, but it's better than The Crown. You know? But then I talk about how the problem with quarantine was the only person I could test out material on was Kate. That's it. So she, I was like, hey, I have this joke, and I'm going to say it's not great, but it's better than I need a TV show, but it can't be like Tiger King. That was great. Not better than Sex with You, Kate, but it was really, really good. And she's like, you should do The Crown. You should see The Crown. And I was like, I don't know what that is. She's like, oh, you haven't seen The Crown? The television show, The Crown? You haven't seen that? And I go, I've been around you 24 hours a day for the last... Do you think I'm just sneaking around watching The Crown in the bathroom? Just like closing the door being like, don't come in, I'm sick. I mean, I'm on season six. And so then, you know, I do that joke, The Crown, and most audiences are like, huh? What? And so
I loved it. I thought the punchline was perfect. So
see, I like that. But you guys, listen, I know your show. You guys are very classy. You're a little bit higher class. You're watching The Great. You're watching The Crown. Most of my audiences are sort of rewatching Tiger King to get the jokes that they missed.
I wouldn't say that we're high class. I talked yesterday about I would eat the backside of the candy corn first.
You know what? To a certain extent, that's being very conscious of the candy corn's needs, you know, and wants. But also, when I Googled you guys, the first thing that came up was Gatorade dump. And it did not seem like you were talking about the sports analogy.
We did a topic the other day, and I'm curious as to where you would stand on this, because in Deadpool, you worked in one of the great dive bars of all time. All right.
Yeah.
So give me three things that make a great dive bar.
Oh, you guys did talk about this. Huh? Well, I think actually one of the things that we don't see that often anymore, but a great dive bar has a jukebox, like a CD jukebox or something, but it's got to have the worst music, like more than one rendition of anything Motorhead. You know what I mean? Just like, you know, and then maybe, you know, a bunch of real grimy stuff, you know, like some Poison and some. But then also, just out of the blue, a Sinead O'Connor. Like, you know, just like a couple really weird ones that you got drunk bikers crying to, like, Sometimes the Sun Goes Round the Moon, you know, Whitney Houston type stuff. And then I think you got to have the type of rail whiskey, like no top shelf, really. But right. You got to have the type of vodka and stuff that if you ever have somebody come in and say, I'll have a vodka tonic, what kind of vodka do you have? The bartender's like, Popov, Grishnikov, McGriffy's Irish vodka, and that's it. That's all we got. So you can choose one of those. They all come in plastic bottles. And then I'm always a fan of the pool table with only one cue, you know? So you got to switch off, you know? You're waiting for the other guy. You're like, hey, quit chalking it so much. I'm next. I like a little less chalk. I think those three things are important elements for a great dive bar.
And there's a sign on the wall that says, do not take the pool cue out of the room.
Right, exactly. If you intend to use the pool cue to fight, please leave the playing cue. We have broken cues behind the bar. You can use those when you're fighting. You're going to have an old Western saloon all out. Donnybrook, we use the pool cues behind the bar.
And I got to tell you, thank you for doing it. Steve and I, we don't know about Dave, but Steve and I are huge fans. So,
well, Dave, you know, Dave doesn't get it. He's just sitting at home watching The Crown, masturbating. We know about Dave. You know?
Has more to do with not being able to grow facial hair, but that's fine.
TJ, if you want to sway Dave, you need to be the next Bond.
I'll take martini to shake it up there. No. I'll take an apple teeny with extra apples.
With Popoff from under the dive bar.
Right. Or Nikolai.
Popoff from under the bar and Pop Rocks from the local candy store. The name's Miller. TJ Miller.
TJ Miller, our guest. The Best Medicine Tour is going on tomorrow night at Soul Joel's Comedy Club. There are two shows at 6 and 9. There are still tickets available for the 9 o'clock show, and you get tickets through sjpcomedy.com. TJ, I hope I see you this weekend, but if not, please come into town again when we can have people in the studio.
No, thank you so much. I'll definitely come into the studio. If any of your listeners like podcasts, which I'm sure they do, my podcast is Cashing In with TJ Miller. You can find it wherever podcasts are heard. And that's a lot of fun with me and comedian Cash Levy. And come and see me live, though. Get out there. Let's do it. And, yeah, let's go get a couple of cheesesteaks after the show.
Okay. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Show.
Listening to them cured my scabies. Wait, never mind.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.